The One on the Other Side of the Network, podcast episode number 2. Today is the 20th of October 2021, and I'm your host, Suzanne. Thanks for joining us.
This fake podcast has some fake sponsors, so please listen to the following advertisement which will now be selected at random from a row in our database. This episode is sponsored by
Podbot.ai. Podbot.ai is an artificial intelligence-powered podcast maker, which lets you share your content with the world.
To access any address on the internet, you can advertise it on your local network. You can also forward the data traffic to this address on your VPC or in the company network via an AWS DX or AWS VPN connection, if you are en route and have no way to use secure websites or virtual private networks for encryption, you should consider using your mobile data over Wi-Fi. You can share an internet connection between your Mac and other computers via your local network. For example, if your Mac is connected over Ethernet to the internet, you can share it with other computers via Wi-Fi. When you are at home, you can take steps to protect your home wireless network by using a strong router password, restricting the devices on your network, and turning on encryption that turns the information you send over the internet into code that others can't read. If your network is not secure and you are logging on to an unencrypted page or a page that does not use encryption but has a login page, other users on the network can see what you are seeing and sending. Businesses use site-to-site VPNs to connect their corporate network to remote offices and office hubs, which fits this topology. With a site-to-site VPN, a company can connect its remote offices and communicate with each other and share resources over a single network. Site-to-site VPNs can be used when a company has multiple offices in different geographic locations that continuously need and use the corporate network. The scariest thing for observers is that this approach involves signing up to access a corporate network on the internet and keeping its data limited to its scope, admits Srinivas, Google's head of product management. One step away from a privileged corporate network with a VPN at its core is that there is zero trust in a company that knows everything about its employees and devices. Larger networks are able to create more connections to different consumer desires, and these connections can take different forms than a single dominant platform can offer. Social media platforms benefit from the direct networking effect, because their value grows directly by attracting more users. When more people use a platform, it facilitates more connections and provides more value for each person. Direct network effects occur when the value of a product or service increase on a platform with the number of users, thereby increasing its value. On the other hand, indirect network effects occur when a platform or service relies on two or more user groups such as producers, consumers, buyers, sellers, users and developers. The difference between platform marketplaces and marketplaces compared to online marketplaces is that the features and benefits of the platform themselves play a greater role relative to the network in the benefits of a platform. Because of ease and generous funding, platforms tend to charge a lower price at the beginning to attract users and create network effects so that they can raise the price later. To attract users and generate network effects, platforms offer users something for free and charge for data and attention. In a market where network effects overturn one dominant network over another, a platform can find itself in a monopolistic position and violate antitrust laws. According to the Online Business Managers course, the term network effect refers to a situation in which the value of a product or service depends on a platform's number of buyers, sellers, and users who use it. Product relationships that increase usage and useful data production are network effects, while it is the economies of scale. When pricing your products and services on platforms, it is crucial to understand that your market is subject to network effects. The effect of the data network is mitigated by the fact that only a small percentage of users generate the data. Most people who read the Yelp database do not write to it. In a data network, each node or user feeds useful data into a central database. Devices use a single internet connection to share files, one for printing, another for sharing printers, and another to access and control each other. The digital networking effect or social NFX helps create more value for your product and your users as more people use your product. If you are connected to a network that uses a VPC network for peering, there is no firewall rule against sharing with another network. If the client is on the same VPC as the network, the load balancing on the VPC will connect to it via VPC peering, the way states and individual utilities deal with the cybersecurity of electricity distribution grids that supply electricity to households and businesses, as well as the small renewable resources that are connected to these networks, varies. Another approach is to assess the risks that could arise when a user tries to tap into a corporate network. Whether battery technology, network connectivity or other tests that determine whether or not to continue, companies and IT platforms, such as third-party search engine providers, are considered risk-free. The internet giant has set out to develop a cloud-based cyber solution to authenticate users' devices, whether computers or mobile callers trying to gain access to Google's network, regardless of who the user is. The event also enabled platforms for virtual speed networks to extend the reach of the event, allowing foresters from across the country to interact with students.
This is all for today, guys. My name is Suzanne and I appreciate your attention. Please join me for the next episode of Podka and share this podcast with your friends if you enjoyed it. Thanks, bye-bye.
Podbot.ai Podbot.ai is an artificial intelligence-powered podcast maker, which lets you share your content with the world.